Several people and groups are already suing the elections board, seeking to cancel the state's contract with the company Accenture. At the elections board meeting, state election officials announced the firm wants several amendments to its deal. The board politely but firmly told staff that they must be more forceful with Accenture. A Democratic appointee to the board said his personal credibility is on the line. Another board member, Shane Falk, says a contract is a contract.
My fear is that we're in a situation where potentially we could be reopening this contract, and I certainly do not want that to happen. We worked hard on this initial contract. It's very strict, very rigid, but with a reason to make sure we get this project done in time.
Falk says local election clerks want the database this fall. The federal Help America Vote Act says the registration system must be ready by January, and the state plans to use the system for the spring election primary a month later. One of the plaintiffs in the Accenture lawsuit is Michael McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says news of proposed contract changes is a bad sign.
I think it's going to reinforce for many people what a huge mistake this was. And it is going to reflect, I think, very poorly on the elections board and other top state leaders. I think this was a disastrous choice that they made, and I think this is one that's going to come back to bite them.
McCabe and the elections board agree that the February election will still take place, but McCabe says he fears there'll be more cost to taxpayers and a black cloud over the election process. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.